Standing Police Capacity is a part of police division, but we are based in Brindisi, Italy. Core tasks are to start up new police components. As you know, there hasn't been a startup during the last years, but when we are not starting new missions, we are assisting the existing missions. We have 16 fields of expertise, but I must say that we actually have more than that because the officers can do a wide range of different functions. We do have officers within the core tasks of policing, but we also have the other competences needed for a police component or for a police organization when it comes to human resources, IT technology, budget and finance, etc.
So many of our listeners have never been to a peacekeeping mission. How would you explain this?
Today, the United Nations peacekeeping operations consist of integrated missions. And the police component can, in some missions, consist of very many officers. Like in a peacekeeping operation, there are normally several thousand police officers in that. While in a political mission, there can be a small police component, like maybe 10, 15 police officers. Standing Police Capacity is not there to work fully with the police components. They are actually there to assist when the police components have a specific need. One of the examples is that we had one of the SPC team leaders filling the position as police commissioner in the political mission in Somalia. He was there for 7 months acting as police commissioner, and he was also one of the driving forces behind establishing a new structure for a federal police in Somalia.
Maybe you could mention some of the challenges that you faced?
Because we are a standing capacity. We have both civilian and seconded officers here. So we are already employed by UN. The issue is normally that the UN rules and regulations are not really made for these kind of standing capacities. So there can be quite an ordeal sometimes. Of course, the language challenges, we also need to assist the Francophone missions with the very competent Anglophone staff. So we have right now a police reform advisor, Anglophone, in MINUSCA, in the Central African Republic, assisting with the development plan for the local, the host nation, gendarmerie and police.
How does the standing police capacity contribute to investing in peace?
I would say we are there when the police components need us in filling very important functions that they are not able to fill, whether it's due to recruitment or not finding the right competence and so on. We are very, very much bridging between the field operations and headquarters. So at headquarters and police division, strategies are worked out. We have now a strategic guidance framework for United Nations police, which consists of guidelines within all the different fields of policing. And also it goes the other direction. We take the strategies from UN headquarters and assist the missions in implementing those strategies in the field. We are an important link between policy and field operations.
Would you be able to highlight a couple of examples in which SPC has had a significant impact?
Standing Police Capacity was with a team to start up the mission in Mali in 2013. And then 1 year later, we started in Central African Republic, responsible in MINUSCA for the planning for the visit of the Pope. But we're also working with the UNDP and UN country teams. So we have been involved in Sierra Leone. We have assisted in establishing community policing, and this is now a concept that is going to be replicated into several districts in Sierra Leone. Right now, we are assisting in their preparations for elections next year with all the security arrangements around that.